From the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of David, his father. And he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month for her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. En aquel tiempo, el ángel Gabriel fue enviado por Dios a una ciudad de Galilea llamada Nazaret, a una virgen desposada con un varón de la estirpe de David, llamado José. La virgen se llamaba María. Entró el ángel a donde ella estaba y le dijo, "Alégrate, llena de gracia, el Señor está contigo." Al oír estas palabras, ella se preocupó mucho y se preguntaba, ¿qué querría decir semejante saludo? El ángel le dijo, "No temas, María, porque has hallado gracia ante Dios. Vas a concebir y a dar a luz un hijo y le pondrás por nombre Jesús. Él será grande y será llamado Hijo del Altísimo. El Señor Dios le dará el trono de David, su padre, y él reinará sobre la casa de Jacob por los siglos, y su reinado no tendrá fin." María le dijo entonces al ángel, "¿Cómo podrá ser esto, puesto que yo permanezco virgen?" El ángel le contestó, "El Espíritu Santo descenderá sobre ti, y el poder del Altísimo te cubrirá con su sombra. Por eso, el Santo que va a nacer de ti será llamado Hijo de Dios. Ahí tienes a tu parienta Isabel, que a pesar de su vejez ha concebido un hijo y ya va en el sexto mes la que llamaban estéril. Porque no hay nada imposible para Dios." María contestó, "Yo soy la esclava del Señor. Cúmplase en mí lo que me has dicho." Y el ángel se retiró de su presencia. The Gospel of the Lord. Some of you may remember a movie from 1985 called Back to the Future. It tells the story of a teenager who was able to travel through time and back to the 1950s. And the protagonist, the main character, Marty McFly was able to meet teenage versions of his own parents, and he has a mission. He has to make sure that they fall in love with each other, or else he will cease to exist. It was a clever and entertaining movie with a life-saving theme as well. As a priest, I kind of have a mission, and that is to make sure that you fall in love with God, who already loves you immensely. The movie helps me to understand the theological concept of today's feast, the Immaculate Conception of the Blessed Virgin Mary. We have to understand that God has the big picture in mind and went, in a sense, back to the future in choosing Mary to be the sinless mother of his only begotten Son. In the opening prayer of Mass this evening, it states that God preserved Mary from every stain. This language implies that she is preserved from sin, and the reason is because of the death of her son Jesus. But think about that. When Mary was conceived in her mother's womb, she had not yet given birth to Jesus yet. And the prayer continues to say that God foresaw Jesus's death, which was his loving, redeeming action on the cross. So the prayer over the offerings that is part of the Mass that I will pray shortly also gives us an insight into the mystery and God's ways. It says that Mary received this gift of God, being without sin, as a prevenient grace. I don't know about you, but prevenient is not a word that I say or hear very often in conversation. Prevenient means that the gift came out of the normal order of things. Of course, this requires us to reflect in the divine cosmic way that God works, in addition to our linear human way of understanding things. So this teaching on the Immaculate Conception of Mary in the womb of her mother, whom the Church has called Saint Anne, helps us understand as much as we can the plan that God had for Jesus and for his mother. This is not found in scriptures, but the Church does, in our scripture reading for Mass today, gives us the story of the Annunciation, that message that the angel Gabriel gave to Mary, that she would be the mother of the Most High. We can be greatly inspired by Mary, who is a teenager, like many of you sitting over here, and know that no matter what our age, we can say yes to God. Mary has trust and faith, even though she does not know what the future will bring. She is a great model of faith for us. Those of us who have many years ahead of us, and those of us who are at the twilight of our lives here on earth. Our mission as Christians is to live our lives the best way we can, given our circumstance in life. Saying yes to God and trusting Him brings about God's plan for the world, even though we have no idea what the future will bring. We can also ask Mary to help us trust God and to be our spiritual mother, who gives us tender, loving care as well as her wisdom. El Evangelio no contiene la doctrina de la Inmaculada Concepción de María en el vientre de su madre Santa Ana. Dios preparó María para su papel particular de ser la madre de su hijo amado y la hizo sin pecado. Hoy, en esta solemnidad, escuchamos el Evangelio de la Anunciación del Arcángel Gabriel a María. Recordamos la concepción de Jesús en el vientre de su madre María. En la Anunciación, el arcángel anunció a la Virgen de Nazaret: "El Espíritu Santo descenderá sobre ti y el poder del Altísimo te cubrirá con su sombra. Por eso, el santo que va a nacer de ti será llamado Hijo de Dios." Las dos personas requeridas para la encarnación fueron, en otras palabras, el Espíritu Santo y la Santísima Madre. María es madre de Jesús y al mismo tiempo es madre de todos los miembros de su cuerpo místico, o sea, el cuerpo de Cristo. Y desde la cruz, Jesús pronunció estas palabras a San Juan: "Ahí está tu madre." Le estaba regalando a María no solo a Juan, sino que a través de Juan a toda la iglesia. María sería la madre de todos los amados discípulos de Jesús a lo largo de todos los siglos. Ahora podemos establecer la conexión entre de los dos eventos importantes: al convertirse en la madre de Cristo, María, por extensión, se convertiría en madre de todos aquellos miembros del cuerpo místico de Cristo a lo largo del espacio y del tiempo. Del mismo modo en que el Espíritu Santo y la Santísima Madre fueron necesarios para dar lugar a la encarnación en la historia, esos mismos dos agentes, María y el Espíritu Santo, son necesarios para dar lugar al nacimiento de Cristo en nuestras propias almas. Según el cuarto mandamiento, debemos honrar a nuestra madre y a nuestro padre. En una manera muy especial, hoy en esta solemnidad, honramos a nuestra Santísima Madre María. Y me encanta el honor que los hispanos da a este misterio al inicio de celebrar el sacramento de reconciliación: "Ave María Purísima, sin pecado concebida." Esta es la doctrina de la Inmaculada Concepción y quizás no lo sabías. La celebramos hoy.